First of all, the city of Mountain Home, Mayor Adams and stuff, he said anything that you that we can offer that you would need. You know, we take our kids over for a canoe day over at McCabe Park, and they make that available to us. Corps of Engineers has jumped in there and helped us with our boater ed as education, and they wanted to be a part of it. Mountain Home, our SROs, of course, I'll give some credit to Eddie Helmert. He and I have taught Hunter Ed for, I don't know, probably 16, 18 years, there at Pinkston. And, you know, and they have stepped in and helped with our firearm training as well as our Hunter Ed, there. Of course, I couldn't do it without Arkansas Game and Fish, Fred Berry Nature Center, those people over there, Heather Pittman and all their staff have really done a great job with our lessons. And we have wildlife officers that come to our classroom as well. We do have a Buffalo River week, and Casey Johansson at Buffalo River, Buffalo Point, comes in and she, you know, gives a great presentation. She sends all her people that we need help. So there's a whole lot of, you know, contributors. One of our big things that really kids really, really love that unit is our Trout in the Classroom Aquarium. Our White River chapter of Trout Unlimited provides that for us, and with all the material that we need to make that program go. And then they offer mentors, fly fishing mentors, when we go to the hatchery. And of course, Trey Anderson down at the hatchery, anything that we need, he's always been really good. So I'd like to give a special thanks out to a couple of people that are really important in getting this program started that don't get the recognition. Lindsay Blevins was administrator at Pinkston at the time when we started, and she was very instrumental in ensuring that this program got off the ground and did everything she could to ensure that it got going. And also Dennis Dunderdale. Dennis was a longtime Arkansas Game and Fish educator. Had a lot of great experience with him, with Hunter Ed and some other different programs. And he was the one that really kind of tied in that Game and Fish and the Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation and kind of got it all going. And without their contribution, it may have not gotten started. So I I'm very thankful for their contributions to this program. You know, try to create some lifelong learners and some kids that really are bought into our environment and our you know, our sports and things like that, to get outside. And the weather, hopefully it'll quit raining here, you know, we can get out and have some outdoor adventures every chance we get, and try to share them with all those experiences with everyone that you love.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you.